Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, next, I'm delighted, really happy to be joined by a world record holder, Una Cameron, who holds the world record for sheep shearing. Una, you're very welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. This is a great one. I'd love to talk to you about this, having read all the background to it. So you are the world record holder for sheep shearing. How did you manage to get the world record for sheep shearing?
Well, basically, I just had to shear sheep for 9 hours within a 12-hour period and beat the world record holder who had it previously to me. So,
right.
So, yes.
And you got to 517 sheep. Which seems like a huge number of sheep, doesn't it? It's incredible.
It did feel like a huge number of sheep by 5 o'clock at night. It definitely did.
I'd say it did. Did you get sick of it by the end of it? You must have said, "What have I got into?"
I wouldn't have said I was sick of it. My body was tired. It knew it had a big day, but I wasn't sick of it. And next week I'll be back shearing again.
And how much training do you need, Una, for this? Because as you say, it must be hugely demanding, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, I start because I didn't think I'd ever do a record, and I was pretty unfit this time last year, and my friend persuaded me to have a crack at it, so I had to start training a year ago, and I basically had to train to get fit enough to train to do a world record, was how I described it, and just needed to cut out anything that was processed or bad for me in my diet, and just start, as well as working all day. You'd have to do exercising at night with weights and cardio, and a lot of it was just mobility and stretching, so that when your muscles were tight, you were loosening them off so you could keep going every day.
Right.
And it gave me the opportunity to disappear off to New Zealand for the winter again, so I had a nice summer for December, January, February, and kept shearing sheep, so it was good.
Right. And let me ask you, are certain muscles being used? I mean, it's a pretty specialised thing to be doing, I would imagine.
The biggest muscle is your core and your legs.
Right.
Because that your core's stabilising your back, and obviously you're bent over all the time and you're lifting with your back and your legs, so, and holding the sheep with your legs. So, yeah, they're your main muscle groups that you have to keep right. But obviously your arms, your wrists, your hands, you're using the whole, every part of your body really is being used.
Right. Is there a risk of pulling a muscle or having a horrible back problem and all?
There's a hell of a, shearers have bad backs, or you pull muscles, and it's quite difficult because you're self-employed and your body is your main tool, so you have to maintain it. You know, you maintain your main tools. And as a shearer, your body is your main tool, because if your body's not fit for the job, you can't do it.
Right, yeah. And how did you get to, have to ask you how you got into it? I mean, you're from St. Boswells, which is near Kelso, in the Scottish Borders.
Yeah.
How did you get into this? I mean, you are a sheep shearer. That's your job, obviously.
I am a sheep shearer, yes. I started off, when I left school, I went on and did agricultural college. And it was, part of the course was to learn how to shear a sheep. I just really liked it. Yeah.
Is it hard to make a living? Let me ask you that. I mean, I noticed in the...
No, it's not hard to make a living, because there's a world shortage of sheep shearers.
Ah, right.
So anyone can start. There are the British Wool Board run tremendous courses. I'm actually an instructor for the British Wool Board, and every year we teach lots of young people how to shear. Some of them make it, some of them don't. But anybody's welcome to look up the British Wool website and go on and book a course. Most of them are done this year, but next year there'll be a whole heap more courses. And if it's something that you think you would like to do, then by all means, go and have a go, and you can make a very good living out of it.
It strikes me as a very, I wouldn't say healthy, as long as you don't pull a muscle. It must be wonderful, because you're outdoors, you're using your muscles.
Well, most of the time you're indoors.
Oh, are you indoors? So you're in a sheep shed.
There's a few places, I suppose, in England. I don't know about Ireland, but a few places in England they shear outside. But if you go to New Zealand or Australia or most of the countries in the world, you shear inside in a sheep shed. It's a great way to see the world. You can have never-ending summer and spring. You don't have to have a winter.
Right.
I think I had, my mother informs me, I missed 14 Christmases.
Did Did you? Right.
I just did summer and spring for about 14 or 15 years. I never had a winter.
You can oscillate. Yeah, that's a fantastic thing, isn't it? You can avoid the winter then. Yeah. Because obviously the springtime is different.
I absolutely hate the cold now.
Right. And tell me, why was New Zealand the place? I mean, I noticed the rules are based on the New Zealand working day, right, and all that kind of thing. So I presume New Zealanders were the ones who established this, were they initially? At least the rules.
The New Zealanders really started off doing the world records, and up until Matt Smith, who hosted the record where I did it, up until he did his world record in the UK, there had never been one in the Northern Hemisphere.
Right.
And it had always been New Zealand because they had such a huge selection of sheep.
Yeah.
But basically the sheep that they use in New Zealand, they originated from the Romney Marshes in England. So they are Romney sheep.
Right.
But they excelled very well over in New Zealand. And there was millions of them, there was more sheep than people in New Zealand for a long time.
There probably still is there? I'm not sure.
No, I'm not sure. They've planted an awful lot of trees with foreign investing, but that's a different story. Shearers don't like to talk about that.
No, right.
So they were always in New Zealand, but Matt and his family started doing them in the UK. And now I think all the main records are in the UK now.
Oh, very good. Now, I have to ask you, because this is Irish radio, as you know, what about the Irish? Are we any good at the sheep shearing? Is there any chance that someone could beat your world record, is what I'm wondering, from County Wicklow, where I'm from, for example?
Well, I don't know about your women, but you've already had world record holders with Ivan Scott, who has broken both the 8-hour and the 9-hour lamb record at one point. He hasn't got them anymore, but he has held both the 8 and the 9 hour record, and he's an amazing shearer.
Right, right.
And not many years ago.
Many years ago.
Yeah. Who's that in the background? Is that your key advisor?
That's my partner. Wanting to get onto the radio.
Great. He's welcome as well. And tell me this, I noticed it as well, a big support team. So it's not as if you just turn up and start cheering, I presume, and try to beat the record.
No.
A lot of people are helping you, aren't they?
It took a year in the planning, and it took, There would have been over 40 people there helping me on the day that came from all around the world and up and down the countryside to support me and help me basically fulfil my dream.
Right.
Which was very humbling, actually.
A great team effort by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it was a team effort. Couldn't have done it without the team.
Right. Now, I've got to ask you, and it should have been in the Olympics. Now, we're probably sick of the Olympics at this stage, but what strikes me
I haven't seen any of the Olympics because I've been training, so I have seen absolutely nothing of the Olympics.
Right,
so.
But I'm wondering, it sounds like a really wonderful sport even, isn't it, in a sense? I mean, I wonder should these kinds of things be in the Olympics? Because why not? Because the commitment, the training, all this sort of stuff is just as important as any Olympic sport, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, we have our World Cheering Championships every 3 years or 4 years, depending on how it falls. And, I suppose any sport could be classed as for an Olympic sport.
Well, they're breakdancing. So I'm wondering why they put them sheep shearing,
Well, that's it. But then there'll be less people will complain about the animal rights aspects of people that don't really understand.
They could be tricky. A text has just come in. It's Ivan Scott is a good Donegal man. So the Donegal
is a good Donegal man. He is a good man. Yes.
Una, listen, great. Thanks for joining me. Very much indeed. And that's Una Cameron, world record holder for sheep shearing.
Moncrief weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.